This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
A debut album was released recently from Kennedy Snow. Now, Kennedy Snow is Melbourne drummer and composer Sonia Horbelt. The album is called Follow. And I love the image on the front cover of a girl on a bike following her mother, I think. I'll ask Sonia about that in a moment. Tonight on Bent Notes, my guest is none other than Sonia Horbelt herself. Sonia, welcome to Bent Notes.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Gorgeous to be here.
The album cover with that picture of the mother
and
daughter.
Yeah, that is me.
It is
that
you?
That is me on the bike.
On the bike.
It's Monmouth Avenue in Canterbury. Just because it happened to be around the corner from home back in the day. But, yeah, gorgeous. That bike, loved that bike, so my bike. But, yeah, I think it was a Sunday afternoon walk and my dad was a bit of a photographer back then and so I had to rescue that picture from a slide. He had I had to send it to get it cleaned up. The artwork, Chong, who does a lot of books for text media, actually. He's one of the sort of art graphic designers there, chief art graphic designer. He said clean up that slide and that's where it's from. Wow. Dad took it a while ago.
It's a wonderful shot of you looking at Dad, obviously.
Yep.
And you've picked up a whole lot of leaves off the ground.
Yep. Those beautiful, are they elms, whatever they are? And those, they're so big and the shape is beautiful and, you know, gorgeous.
It's a beautiful sounding album.
Oh, thank you.
I put it on and listened to it and I had to pull myself away because I wanted to keep listening to more, but I was running out of time.
Well, great. And that's good. That's the aim.
It is your debut album.
Yeah, it is. It's I sort of have worked with a lot of other people for a long time, and this project has sort of been on the go for a while. Just part of it's been significantly with Nina Farrow, fantastic Melbourne vocalist, and she's been living overseas for a decade, as had Kelly Santon, who's also on the album, and Grant Windsor, for that matter. They nagged me that we needed to get into the studio and actually put it down, and, you know, finally it's happened, which is exciting.
And Pughouse Studio, is it that, here in Melbourne?
Yep. Yeah, indeed. That's with owned and run by the fantastic drummer Nico Schäuble. So it was really great working, I guess, as a drummer. You know, working with a sound engineer who's a drummer is really exciting. Just we can talk about sound and all that kind of stuff, and it's so easy.
What's your musical background, Sonia?
I started piano really young when I was, you know, went to Yamaha, the good old Yamaha school when I was like, I don't know, 5, I think, and sort of played piano through school. But when I got to secondary school, my parents volunteered me for a second instrument, and by the time they got to the instrumental teacher, all that was left was saxophone or percussion, and they dobbed me in, but they thought I'd hate the saxophone. So, and it ended up taking over, sort of sliding doors moment at uni, and ended up at VCA later, whilst still doing something else, and it just took off from there.
And you're a songwriter and a composer.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of this music on the album.
Yeah.
The album.
Yeah, it's all of it. It's
so
kind of,
you combine that with being a drummer.
I think because piano was my first instrument, I find that melody's a really big thing for me in any song that I play, and also sort of in the compositional process. So, but I'm not the greatest singer in the world. And, you know, when you've got somebody like Nina Farrow or Lauren Sibri or on the next gig, Nalusha Desanaker, you know, you just leave it to them to do it. I think I sneak in for bad backups sometimes.
Oh, right. Well, I'm pleased to hear that you make an appearance there. That's good to hear.
Not on the album, though. I've got to stress that.
When you're composing songs, do you compose with a particular vocalist in mind? Or are you composing because you want to get a message across?
Yeah, I think it's the message and it's the shape of the melody, too, where I hear it. That comes first. And sometimes there's a hook, like a bass line or something, that sort of propels it as well, but not necessarily with it. Although I've worked lots with Nina, but not necessarily a particular vocalist, but, you know, exciting to be able to work with great ones that just make it so easy.
The recording itself, you had Nina come along and record, you had the band, you had Lauren as well.
Yep.
How did that work in the studio?
Nina's been living in London for a decade, and has been nagging me about putting the album together. But initially the idea was that we were going to record here in about August last year and then send the tracks to her in London, and she'd record them in London and send them back, and then I'd mix and master and all that kind of stuff here. But as it turned out, I couldn't get my act together in time and we had to change the studio booking. So we managed to get it for December, but Nina still wasn't out. So Lauren's a really fantastic up-and-coming singer, and I kind of knew that she would be up for it, so I asked her to do some guide vocals in the studio, because it's really hard to play this kind of music without vocals, I think. And particularly for me, I find it really difficult not to have vocals in sort of in the mix and to just kind of keep track of where we are kind of thing. It seems a bit soulless. So Lauren put down the guide vocals, and then when Nina came out in January, she did all of them, except one track we thought just really suited Lauren, and she does backups on a couple of tracks as well. So that's how it all evolved. And then we mixed and mastered really quickly, and bang, hey presto.
If you weren't using Lauren and you had to just record it, would that lose something in the translation?
Absolutely. I just think, you know, especially with those vocal tracks, and especially when they're your own songs or you've worked with the body of work for a while, you need to feel the whole... Well, certainly I need to feel the whole picture. I can't just... Otherwise I'm just kind of tracking a song and it kind of loses a bit. And I guess as with them being my songs, I just really, really felt I needed to feel what the song was about when we were playing them, so...
Did you find that there was a difference in the interpretation between Nina and Lauren?
Yeah, very much. It's interesting, Lauren's much younger, you know, just she's actually studying opera, but, you know, like all young singers are exposed to pop and all that kind of stuff. But it's just that Nina's just that bit older and has just a bit of world experience. You know, you just experience life, and it means that some of those songs, I remember one of them particularly, another time Nina was saying, I am living that song this week. You know, just when you're older, you just bring a bit more of, you know, life experience and interpret lyrics differently because of that too.
In recording the band with Lauren in her interpretation, yeah, and bringing Nina in, did Nina listen to Lauren's interpretation before she recorded?
No. And I think that's particularly, you know, I think every song has its own meaning for different people. And I think as a singer, you know, I probably wouldn't want to hear another drummer's track to something else either. I'd really like to just play myself. And, you know, for singers especially, I think, you know, vocals are so personal because it's your voice. Not that you don't have a musical voice on another instrument, but, you know, as a drummer, I wouldn't want to be hearing another drummer either. So, you know, very much their own interpretations, which is really nice.
A nice way to do things.
Yeah, indeed.
You had Bob Settergreen there.
Yeah.
Beautiful pianist.
Bob's a bit like my musical dad. We have been playing together for like 3 decades, scarily, when I say it out loud like that. But he's just magical, and, you know, he just brings so much to the project, and he's such an extraordinary pianist, and it was just exciting to document my musical relationship with him too. Very special. Ironically, on the next gig that we're doing, Bob couldn't do it, but Steve Settergreen is stepping in and is filling in. Not that they're the same kind of player either, but it's that sense of family, I think.
Yeah, I noticed that because you're performing at Bennett's Lane on Friday the 19th.
Yes.
With, as I understand it, pieces from the album.
Yep. Yep.
But
we're
going to
do some covers.
It's
sort of like the
Six Steak Knives as well.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. And particularly the songs that some of the stuff that we're going to do is quite influential for all of us in the band. We're going to do probably some Marvin Gaye and a bit of Stevie Wonder and maybe a Lauryn Hill track and maybe a bit of Bill Withers. So I kind of, you know, lots of us play a lot of jazz, but very much come from that R&B soul kind of background as well. So can't wait to play those songs.
Be marvellous.
Yep.
What would you find, what would you notice when you perform live different to what we hear on the album?
I think, you know, the essence of the songs are the same. There's a bit more freedom in the structure, so they'll probably be possibly a bit more open. Different people will solo on different things. And because Nalusha Desenaker's guest vocaling on the tracks too, they'll feel a bit different. But I think that's exciting. You know, they're still essentially the same song, but it's kind of like you get a whole new experience with them. So I'm looking forward to that.
And Nalusha certainly has a different voice,
yeah,
to Nina.
Yeah, very much so. But, you know, like, I think you look across Melbourne, there's a wealth of really great singers, but each of them brings something different to the table. Just like, you know, just like drummers and saxophonists, just like Steve will be a different player to Bob on the gig. And I think that's just exciting to be able to play your repertoire and reinvent it and just experience it differently as an audience member, but also as a player. For me, it'd be really great to hear it differently because they'll play different voicings or sing it slightly different, and that's exciting.
Now, you said Nina had been pestering you to get all these tracks recorded. So the pieces have obviously been around for a little while.
Some of them have been around for quite a while. Another time I actually wrote when I was in a band in the 90s, quite a significant Melbourne band called Morgana that was like a female quintet. And at the time we sort of didn't really think a lot about that, although it was an aim. It was one of the outcomes of the band. It was put together by Fiona Burnett. But I wrote this song another time with Lisa Young, who's the vocalist in Coco's Lunch and has her own quartet. And I just started hearing it differently and kind of reinventing it. So you kind of bring that's a whole reinvention of that song. So I'm excited to be playing that at Bennett's.
It'll be wonderful to hear.
Yep.
Pieces from the album plus a whole lot more.
Yep. Bennett's is about to close soon, I think. It's going to disappear. So yeah. I kind of feel blessed that I'm getting to play at the end of its opening when I played at the beginning of its opening. So
what a thrill to be there.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Nalusha Dasanaki,
yep.
Steve Settergreen,
yep.
The rest of the band off the album.
Yep, Kelly Santon on sax, Kim May on bass, myself on drums.
What a great way to go.
Can't wait. Excited.
Looking forward to that. That will be an amazing night's entertainment. Yep. Sonia, thank you for dropping in tonight.
Thank you so much.
Time is moving on, but we'd like to play another piece from the album.
Terrific.
You've mentioned to me that Just Breathe is one of your favourite songs
from there. Yes, it is, and that's one of the newer songs. You know, it's like Another Time is from the 90s, but Just Breathe is from November. It's kind of the album's a whole sort of journey, but, yeah, I guess the freshness of it and a bit of a different sort of direction for my songwriting too, so excited that we managed to get it onto the album.
Let's have a listen to Just Breathe from Sonia Hurlbelt and her Kennedy Snow project. If you'd like more details, go to kennedysnow.com, which has got a whole lot of great information, and have a check out of that album. We'll certainly be playing some tracks over coming weeks here on Bent Notes. Sonia, thank you so much for dropping
in
the studio.
Thanks so much again for having me.
Appreciate your time.
Delighted. Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.